Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. Tom Searcy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is the founder of Hunt Big Sales, an organization that helps companies like yours and mine raise our sights just a little bit. Go out and look for a little bit bigger prospect maybe than we would have otherwise. Tom is an entrepreneur in his own right. He's worked with, he's had his own organizations and has practiced what he preaches. By the way, he's also the author of the book, Whale Hunting, How to Land Big Sales and Transform Your Company. And he's our new friend. Tom, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Tom, when I was selling for Xerox, many decades ago, and a long time ago, I was just a young pup. We used to talk about hunting rabbits and hunting elephants. And the analogy was that, and the plan was to hunt both of them all the time. But if you hunted rabbits all the time, you never got that big pop. And if you hunted elephants all the time, you don't always get that elephant, right? Sometimes you come home empty-handed and you don't eat that day or that week or that month or whatever. So you got to have a balance. You got to have a balance. But I think more people. It's more difficult for a lot of people to go after the elephant, or as you say in your book, the whale, than it is the rabbits. And so I'm glad you're talking about this. Give us your idea about whale hunting.
Well, a couple things I'd say about that. First of all, I agree with you, Jim. There has to be a balance. You think about it almost like a portfolio, although that's got a bad name now with investments the way that they are. But you know, you have to have an amount of time invested in smaller, mid-sized, and large accounts. And we kind of look at it this way. You know, if you take last year's average-sized sale that you had for your company, this year you should spend about 20% of your time on new sales selling accounts about that size to double that size. You should spend 60% of your time selling accounts that are double that size to five times that size, and that's a pretty good size number.
Right.
And then you got your whales. Whales are way up there at the 10 to 20 times the size of your average account, and you should spend about 20% of your time on that. And so that 20-60-20, one of the things it does is that all of your new accounts this year, you're going to focus on being better than just your average size account from last year.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, Tom, I've gone into the bowels of the biggest companies in the world, and have come out with business myself in many different assignments. And for I've got some big companies who are our customers here in our media company. And I've had people over the years to say, "Wow, Jim, how did you get that business? You know, you're just a little bitty company. How'd you go in and come out with that business with those big guys?" And I said, I asked them.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You'd be amazed, Tom, how many people look at me like I was speaking an unknown language or something. And it's the truth. I mean, that's an oversimplified answer, but the truth is, it's not much more. Let me put it this way: none of those big companies ever came to me and said, "Hey, Jim, can I give you my money?"
No.
I had to ask them.
Absolutely. Well, we got a couple things I think that fit in exactly with what you just said. You know, first is you got to be smart enough to stay out of those really low win or no win deals. We call them black hole prospects.
Yep.
Because they just keep bringing you back and again, they're not going to do any business. Or toxic clients, those ones that demand so much after you start working with them that you wish you'd never had them. And so we really say, you got to be smart on which doors you go knock on. And the second thing is that big companies, you keep telling them how great you are. That's not what makes them decide. It's what makes them interested. You can't get in the door without having something remarkable to say. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't think from their side of the table, which is about all of the risks of working with a small company. I mean, working with a small company can be risky. They could go out of business. They might not have enough capacity to grow with you. They may not have the systems that match up with your systems.
Right.
You've got to focus on explaining them, no, I am big enough. I do have good systems. My people will fill this in. And finally, my hunch is, and I don't know this for sure, Jim, but you probably didn't go land that business alone. It takes a team. Their operations
yep.
people want to talk to your operations people. Their finance people want to talk to your money people, and their engineers want to talk to your engineers. We say one of the things that smaller companies need to do is they need to hunt heavy. When you go hunt a big whale, you don't go out there in a canoe with a stick. You go out there with a team.
Right.
So that probably matches up with some of your background, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you something else, though, that makes the ability to land whales in the 21st century so much easier than it was 10 or 20 years ago, and that's technology. Because
yeah.
technology has allowed a lot of small businesses to look and to perform on a lot bigger level or a lot higher level than they could have 20 years ago. I mean, we've got the technology power now that you go into a lot of these big companies and basically all you have to do really is to believe, first you got to find out what they need, then you got to be able to deliver it, then you got to believe you can deliver it, and then you got to show them how you can do it. And I'll tell you, and especially Tom, your message is perfect for right now, because with all the big companies laying off their employees, they're not laying off fat anymore. They're cutting meat right now. They're cutting muscle out of their company right now. They still need somebody to do those jobs, and those jobs are going to get done by small business contractors. Many of them will be.
You're right, Jim. I'll tell you, I talked to literally hundreds of CEOs around the country in companies that are between $5 million and $250 million in size, and that's where they're staying afloat and actually getting market share right now, Jim, is by going in and picking up that outsource opportunity, because you know those bigger companies, your point, Jim, is really a good one, and that is they didn't go out of business.
That's
they
right.
just ran out of payroll, but they still need to make the machines work.
That's right. And I'll tell you, I've gone and gotten business that way from at times like this many times. Tom, give us your website, please.
We're at huntbigsales.com. HUNTBIGSALES.com.
HuntBigSales.com. They can find your book there. Tom Searcy and I will be back in just a couple of minutes right after this break, and we're going to talk about some more ideas on how you can land bigger sales. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. We built that just for you. There's no barrier to entry. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there, which I encourage you to do. I hope you will. I think you'll like it. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You can check out my blog while you're there. It's right off the homepage. You can check out my knowledge base, where you can get small business answers now. That's askjim.biz. We've got lots of other things there. All the interviews that I do, over 1,000 a year, and we've been capturing them since 99. So yes, it's a lot of interviews with experts on every topic under the sun, and they're all there for you. And many of them, even if they are a year or two old, many of them are still very valid today for running your business. We do a lot of fundamental stuff on the show, as you know. So check that out. Whether you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we've got something you can listen to or read right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tom Searcy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder of Hunt Big Sales. His book is called Whale Hunting. We're talking about raising your sights a little bit. Tom, a couple of things. Number one, I love what Michelangelo said. By the way, this is the anniversary of the death of Michelangelo. He died on this day in 1564, but he said one time, Tom, that the greatest failure is not in aiming too high and missing. but in aiming too low and accomplishing that. And so you cannot, you're not going to, as I said, big guys, big companies are not going to beat your door down. You got to go to them. Years ago, I was working for a publishing company, and I called on Campbell Soup, and in New Jersey, and I went in there and I made the sale, and when I got back to the office, I had a 2-year contract.
Oh, that's great.
And this company had never gotten a 2-year contract before. And the publisher said, "How'd you do that?" I said, "I asked them."
Asked them. Great. Well, you know, Jim, one of the things, I guess, I like the idea of just the raw confidence. And sometimes, Jim, you might have asked them because you didn't know that you couldn't. You know,
I've accomplished a lot like that in my life.
Yeah, me too. You know, no one told me I couldn't have that, so I decided I'd go ask him. But
how did you do that? I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
That's right. Well, I think the other piece that I would add to that, in that confidence there, is also a certain amount of selectivity. And all I'm saying about that is that, look, there's an old saying about eagle. Eagle chases 2 rabbits. He goes hungry. Why? Because you can't hunt 2 rabbits at the same time. Mm-hmm. When you pick your sights, like Campbell Soup, like you did, or somebody else, you've got to have clear focus, and you've got to bring your team with you to go get that big deal. If you're just kind of doing it, you're not going to land a big account. You know, they can feel your hesitation. They understand that you're distracted with 5 other things. You know, once you've made your target known, then you go after them with everything you've got. I think you'd probably back me on that, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No question about it. What are give us some of the key tips that you focus on in your book. You've got some pretty sharp ideas there in your book on how to find and acquire these whales.
Well, I think one of the first part about that is once you've figured out what your target market is, part of it is quit disqualifying, or what we call 2-card questions. You know, you've probably played Texas Hold'em, Jim, or let's just say you've watched it on TV. You know, the guys who make the most money playing Texas Hold'em play the least number of hands, Jim. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They fold most of the time, which means they know what they're looking for, and when they see it, they go really after it. Second thing is that, you know, Jim, there's that other part of that confidence. They ask the tough questions. I mean, you asked for a 2-year contract. That's a tough question. But they also ask, you know, how are you going to use my service? Why would you buy my service instead of buying somebody else's services? What are the 3 most important things that a relationship between our 2 companies would have to accomplish for this relationship to last a long time? Those are all challenging and provocative questions. And the first thing that your buyer is going to do is he's going to say, you know what, that's a pretty good question. And that's going to credentialize you. But secondly, it's going to make certain that you're starting off on a relationship that you've got a lot more information than maybe your competitors do. So I'd say another part of that is asking provocative questions, having the confidence to do that.
You know, another thing that you talk about in your book that I think is important is making sure that you're talking to the right person.
Couldn't agree more.
You got to get to the person with the budget when you're talking to the big companies.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, and Jim, they're not always 100% honest about this. I don't think they're lying most of the time, but I don't think they really think the question. You know what it's like, Jim. You ask them, who's the decision maker?
Yeah.
Every time, what do? They look at you and they say, I am.
Yep.
And then you go to them with the proposal, and what do? They say, I got to run this by my boss.
Right.
Why aren't we talking to him? So one of the great things to do, Jim, and I think this goes back to that confidence, is to say, can you explain to me everybody who's going to wind up touching this contract along the way? Instead of saying who's the decision maker, ask who's everybody's going to touch this contract if we wind up doing business together.
I actually say, would you mind telling me who the person is who's in charge of the budget that this money's going to come out of?
I like that question as well, Jim. I'd add that to the list.
Hey, Tom, we got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim.
You got a lot more to teach us, and we're looking forward to that. The book is called Whale Hunting by Tom Searcy. His website is huntbigsales.com. Tom, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
All right, Jim. Take care. Thanks so much.
Take care. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing, Game, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.